Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, 2 days after an Atlanta area shooting left 8 dead, including 6 Asian women, members of the House Judiciary Subcommittee met to discuss the rise in racist rhetoric and attacks aimed at Asian Americans during the pandemic. But GOP Representative Chip Roy of Texas decided to focus on a different topic, the right of Republicans to criticize China. Quote, "We shouldn't be worried about having committee members of Congress policing our rhetoric because some evildoers engage in some evil activity as occurred in Atlanta, because when we start policing free speech, we're doing the very thing we're condemning. When you condemn what the Chinese Communist Party does to their country, who decides what is hate? Who decides what kind of speech deserves policing?" Roy's remarks immediately sparked an emotional outcry from Representative Grace Meng, a Democrat from New York. "Your president, your party, and your colleagues can talk about issues with any other countries that you want, but you don't have to do it by putting a bullseye on the back of Asian Americans across the country, on our grandparents, and on our kids."
Well, the thing that is so scary about this country is how many of those people there are. How many who would put a bullseye on the back of minorities in order to get a vote? It's very sick that instead of looking at the common good, they do what they need to do in order to get a few cheap votes and to rile up the base, something we heard a great deal about during the Trump administration. Now, look, they're still here. They're still doing it. And as Biden makes his mark, they will do anything to put a stop to him. He doesn't get a single vote on some of these bills that he needs help on, even though it's so clear that they are needed and important. So what we have is a group of people who are either rats in a corner, and you know, you don't put a rat in a corner because you know what's going to happen, or they are just political prostitutes. You know what they want. They want votes, and they know that if they go to the dark, evil side of people, that that's the way that they can get them. It is a crisis of American democracy. It is a time when thousands get into the Capitol and a couple of hundred get indicted. And, you know, there is no way out of this except for every good American to do what they have to do to put a stop to this nonsense. This Representative Chip Roy is, in my mind, I'm sorry to say this because I don't like to talk about people this way, a bad man. He knew what he was doing. He got the desired response, and he will be a hero among the miscreants who would put bullseyes on the backs of either Asian Americans or Black Americans or Jewish Americans or anyone. This is the sort of divide and conquer routine which we have seen for so long.
President Joe Biden's interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC has gotten quite a reaction from who? Vladimir Putin of Russia. Alan, on Thursday, challenged Joe Biden to a live online debate as the U.S. president said he has no regrets for branding the Russian leader a killer. In the interview, Putin called on Biden to hold the open chat as early as today after the Kremlin issued threats of retaliation if the U.S. does not apologize. "He will pay a price," Biden said in the interview. "We had a long talk, he, Putin, of course, and I know him relatively well, and the conversation started off, I said, I know you and you know me. If I establish this occurred, then be prepared." When asked if Biden believes Putin is a killer, the president replied, I do.
Well, Biden is honest. We know that Putin and Trump had a very close relationship and that Putin tried his best to get Trump reelected and it didn't work. And so here comes Putin now, the former KGB colonel. I mean, you know what that means. This is no slouch when it comes to murder and everything else that the KGB has done in the past. So now he has to face up to the fact that his man did not become the president of the United States. And Joe Biden, who is, after all, a senator, a human being, a religious man, we have to see whether he has the ability to look Putin in the eye and say, we won't stand for this. You know, this is where presidential reputations get made, David. This is where people decide, I've got to stand up to this. FDR did, Harry Truman did. It is not an easy thing to do, but history will judge Joe Biden on how he stands up to Putin. And Putin, of course, is freaking out the idea of a debate. Yet, I didn't do anything. That's what he would say. What kind of a debate would that be? No, I think Biden is proving that he is the man we need in that White House right now.
Well, there was Dr. Fauci yesterday fighting with Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, about the basics of epidemiology and basically saying, without saying it, you dummy, you have to wear a mask, they work.
Well, of course, masks do work. He's saying now that people are getting vaccinated, says Rand Paul, they shouldn't have to wear a mask. Ridiculous. First of all, without getting sick themselves, they can pass on the illness. We know that safety is the most important thing here. I'm continuing to wear my mask. He's a fool. I mean, the guy is a dangerous fool, Rand Paul, because he doesn't care about the implications of what he is saying. It's disgusting and dangerous. And he is who he is. He, at the beginning, described himself as a libertarian. Hey, libertarians should want people to live their lives out. And this country, because of Donald Trump and because of his like, left us with hundreds of thousands dead. And why? Because it was politically convenient to do that. Rand Paul is the same kind of person.
Finally, Alan, from the editorial board of the New York Times, the danger of climate change is imminent. The Senate must approve a strong policy. There's no room for error here, is there?
Nope. You know, I keep thinking and thinking about what the inevitable outcome of all of this will be for our children and their children and their children. This is relatively slow moving, although the waters are getting warmer. The ice is cracking. Islands are finding themselves with heightened water levels around them. And we look the other way. We put our heads in the sand. But it is the major crisis of our time.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Everyone have a great weekend.
You too, David. All of your good work in meeting me early in the morning here to make this happen is exemplary of what WAMC stands for. We so appreciate it.
I appreciate all of you.